It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here. Rob is here as well. We are outside of Kauffman Stadium. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we are going to hand things off to Josh Vernier as he gets you ready for Royals Yankees. Jack Caglione is making his Kauffman Stadium debut coming up later today. You can hear that right here on 96.5 The Fan. Before we get to very serious baseball things, I have two things that I would like to share with you guys. Number one, baseball needs to update its music. They were just playing some of the classic baseball tunes like Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You know, they have like certain tunes. We can't update the baseball music. Football has great music that when you hear it, you just start to think about football. You know, like all the Monday Night Football music, the Sunday Night Football music, the Fox NFL music. Football has really cool music. Certain colleges, they adopt songs, you know? Missouri, they adopted Mr. Brightside. They play it, you know? Baseball needs to update the tunes. We need more modern baseball music. Can somebody come up with this? Can somebody give baseball a fresh coat of paint in the music department?
Yeah, I mean, they were Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Center Field is another song I don't think is very good. Center Field's not good at all. So, I mean, yeah, there is a plethora of bad picks with baseball. They need their version of Jock Jams. They need someone to dedicate themselves to making a baseball song that actually is listenable. Right now, it's just trash over and over again.
When you think about Put Me In, Coach, when you think about Center Field, you're not good enough to start. Mm-mm. Why don't you play your position? Coach is worried about other things, not worried about getting your hitting 215 ass in the game. You got to do better.
Also, I'm ready to play. Great. Way to be ready. Your statistics have not indicated that you are going to play. Sit there on the end of the bench and we'll pinch run you if we need you. Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play. That ain't getting you on the field. I'm ready. Great. That's half the battle.
The last thing I want to tell you guys is, because today is Dollar Hot Dog Day, and that's
Dollar
really
Dogs.
Important. I'm excited for Dollar Dog. I want you guys to think about this. Some of you work really hard for your money. You know, you work really hard. You get up early. You go to work every day. Nobody gives you an award for that. You do it because that's what you're supposed to do, because you're doing that to support your family, because you're doing that to provide a better life for you and your kids, to put your kids through private school. You don't have a lot of extra income, discretionary income, you know? So when you get to go to a baseball game, it's a treat. You only get to go to maybe one, two. You're not Alex Gold, where you can make one phone call and you could be sitting in the Diamond Club. You know, you ain't got those kind of connections.
You're not one text away from, oh, it's his crown seats tonight, I guess.
I want you to think about that individual and think about what that person had to do to be at a game like this. You're going to do all that and then put hot dog and then put ketchup on your hot dog.
Disgusting
behavior.
You're going
to do all of that and you're going to put sauerkraut on your hot dog.
Well, hold on.
I want better for you. I want better for yourself. Friends don't let friends put ketchup on their hot dog, man. I'm here telling you that right now. We can move on, but I wanted to let you guys know that. To not do that today. I know this. Every Royals game I've been to this year, Ketchup has won the hot dog derby.
Oh.
Every single
game. Tragedy.
I've been to. I'm serious.
We got to stop getting you to go to games. If Ketchup wins the season one, we know who to blame. Ketchup should never win the season-long derby. You're going to have someone actually running tonight? Tonight's a big day. We got all the stuff. You think they're going to have the running or are they going to have the animated?
I hope they have a person running. When I was here, the last game that I went to – no, I actually went to a game since then. I was at the Big Slick game.
Okay.
And Paul Rudd was Ketchup. And it honestly made me never want to watch Clueless again because Paul Rudd likes Ketchup. Like, you could have chose whatever you wanted to be, and you picked Ketchup?
So we can't quote 40-year-old version anymore? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know if I can ever watch it the same anymore. I don't know if I can enjoy the movie the same. Now that I know Paul Rudd's a Ketchup guy, it really disgusted me, honestly, to see all of that. All right, let me give you some stats here. Rob, look these stats up. These stats are very, very important. We're going to play for you what Jack Caglione had to say as he met with the media today. Since the end of the Royals' run, the Royals have only had 2 weekday games in which they have had at least 30,000 people at the game. So we're not talking about a Friday, a Saturday. They've had plenty of those. We're not talking about an opening day. I'm talking about a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday game like they have today. They've only had 2 of those. One was Monday, August 6th in 2018. They were playing the Cubs. They got 30,000 people out to the ballpark on a Monday to watch Cubs and Royals. Salute. The other one was Labor Day. Last year, they got 30,000 people. So if it isn't a holiday, they don't get 30,000 people out there. Now, this is going to be me challenging some of you to come out to the ballpark. I genuinely feel if there is only one Royals game that you are going to attend regular season-wise, because maybe they go to the postseason, maybe they go to the ALCS, maybe they go to the World Series. I don't know how their season's going to end. This is the one to be at. It has all of your favorite things. Literally, all the favorite things that you love. Do you like a great pitching matchup? Well, this game has a great pitching matchup, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have Noah Cameron, who is off to one of the best starts that we have seen a rookie pitcher since 1981. He has had 5 starts. He has not allowed more than 1 earned run in any of those starts. He's been amazing. On the other side, you have the possible American League Cy Young Award winner in Max Fried. So if you're somebody that's really into pitching matchups, they got you today. If you're really into superstars and you want to see power and you want to see legends, this game's got 2 of them, right? This game's got first ballot Hall of Famer Aaron Judge playing in it. This game has Salvador Perez, who we believe one day is going to be in Cooperstown. This game has Bobby Witt Jr., who is certainly trending like someone who will eventually be in Cooperstown. A guy that you think is going to make 11 All-Stars. A guy that you think at some point in his career is going to win American League MVP, going to win multiple gold gloves. So pitching matchup. You have great superstar position players on both sides of the teams. Let's say you don't have a whole lot of extra money. You had to spend money for the tickets. You had to spend money for the parking. Well, you got to get something to eat, right? They got dollar hot dogs today. Come out here to the stadium. They got dollar glizzies. And you can get you a $4 beer. Last time I was here, I got one. You get yourself a $4 Miller Lite. You were telling me that today out of Kauffman Stadium, you can get yourself 2 cans of beer, Rob. 2 cans of beer and 2 hot dogs for $10. You can't get that kind of value anywhere in the city. None. You also have 2 teams who played each other last year in the playoffs. There's a little bit of history there. I haven't even mentioned the fact that one of the most popular Royals prospects in Royals history is making his Kauffman Stadium debut coming up later today. You know what I want, Kansas City. I want to see Jack Caglione get a similar ovation to the one we saw Roman Anthony get.
Okay.
A very heralded prospect that made his debut at Fenway, and they were going crazy. I want to see 31, 32,000 people out there. It's a beautiful day. You can't ask for a better June day than what we have. It's a beautiful night, not a rain cloud in sight. Dollar hot dogs, Royals and Yankees. It's too much. It's too much. Get up and come out to the ballpark today. You won't regret it. This is one of those games that you'll be happy that you came to. I'm challenging the fan base, Rob, to come out to Kauffman Stadium tonight and come see this game, Jack Caglione Day at the K.
So we talked about this on to the show, and I think you are 1,000% correct. And those numbers indicate this too. There is a sense, there's a feeling, there's a sensation that when the Royals have these big crowds, they've struggled. And I do think that's true. You were at Big Slick game. They did not win the Big Slick Friday night game. They lost. They were down 2-0 in the first inning. Down fast. I'm not saying a win in a singular baseball game over the course of 162 is going to do a 180 on fan perception. That's not going to happen. I get that that's a pipe dream. But if the Royals, with all those things working in their favor, the dogs, the pricing, the weather, Jack, the Yankees, Judge, Bobby Witt, Cameron, Fried, all the things you've said, if they get all those things working in their favor and they get a win tonight, it doesn't need to be like a blowout. Oh, they blew them out 10-0. It doesn't need to be, you know, an extra inning walk-off. If they just win a regular baseball game 4-2, that has a chance to be a water cooler moment tomorrow for people at their job. People tomorrow at Oracle that are at this game today have a chance to go to their friends tomorrow and be like, hey, I was at Jack Caglione's first home game, and the Royals beat the Yankees 4-2. And there can be a moment where the city feels a connection to this team that, frankly, I don't think we've seen since the postseason last year and had been missing since that run ended. It is a singular game, so maybe I'm asking too much. But the Royals, if they hold up their end of the bargain, I think Royals baseball could be a hot commodity among fans in the summer of 2025.
We were talking about this a little bit yesterday, and you were asking what can baseball do to create that kind of urgency. And I told you I didn't really think that it was possible because there are so many games. Like, if you and I looked at the Chiefs' schedule, the Chiefs probably have, I don't know, 4 or 5 big games that you would say this year. They have the season opening game against the Eagles. That's obviously a big game. They play on Christmas this year. That's a big game. The Chiefs have 4 or 5 big games.
Mm-hmm.
The Royals maybe have somewhere between 5 to 8 big regular season games at Kauffman Stadium. Now, I'm not saying it's not cool to get tickets to go to a Royals and Reds on a Wednesday, but it's just a regular baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to those. There are those handful of games, like when they honor the 2015 World Series team, like when they do the Mahomes bobblehead, one of those special games that you want to make sure that you got a ticket to, you want to make sure that you're in attendance, you want to make sure that you're there. This game has to be on the list. The Royals have not had many games like this in our lifetime where their top prospect is making his debut on just a random June day. If Jack Caglione wasn't here today, we wouldn't be out here today.
Mm-mm.
They'd have 24,000 people. You want to know how I know? They played the Yankees last year at this exact same time in a 4-game series, and they had 24,000 people out there, and that's a good crowd on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack Caglione should give you a little bit of a boost. The dollar hot dog should give you a little bit of a boost. Noah Cameron should give you a little bit of a boost. Max Fried should give you a little bit of a boost. Get out here!
You mentioned that baseball cannot create that sense of urgency, and I agree with you. But you know what they can do? In individual series, they can recreate it. And the Yankees and the Red Sox, and when the Cardinals are in town, and if the Royals are in a division race with the Tigers, Guardians, and Twins, they can recreate it. They can't recreate the feeling of a football game because of that urgency when they have the Athletics here this weekend. Still weird to not have give them a city name, but they have the Athletics this weekend. That's not going to – you can't recreate that urgency. When they play – later this summer, they play the White Sox. You're not going to recreate that urgency. But when you have marquee moments, marquee matchups, and marquee games, you can, over the course of a 2-, 3-, 4-game series, recreate that urgency a little bit. And I feel like this Yankee series is a chance to recreate or have that sort of energy, excitement, singular game focus for this 3-game series. And I'm not saying it's 1-for-1. We were out here for the playoff game. We were out here for game 4 before the Royals eventually lost to the Yankees and were eliminated from the postseason. I'm not saying it's that crowded, because we were out here, it was packed at this point. It was Yankees, Royals, postseason, those things. But it feels like me and you were looking around. This feels like the energy, the crowd, the parking lot, there's an extra little jolt. We still got 90-ish minutes to first pitch. First pitch at 6:40. And people are tailgating and partying out there like it's more than just the June 10th baseball game. So I really hope that this lives up to all those expectations that we've put on it.
All right, so I want to play a couple of things for you guys before we get out of here. The first thing I want to play for you guys is Jack Caglione. Jack Caglione was out at Kauffman Stadium earlier meeting with the media. This is the first time that he's done so in Kauffman Stadium. Here he is.
I was talking with Joel, and I told him I'm more excited for this than I was for the actual debut itself. Just excited to play in front of these fans.
I'm more excited. What goes into that?
It's home. You know, it's, you know, hopefully be here for a long time and, you know, grow that relationship with them and just get them their money's worth.
What have people told you about Kansas City?
Outfield's going to be a lot bigger than most parks. So, hence why I got to be out here and pretty soon got to get a feel for what they truly mean by that. That they said, you know, the environment here is great. You know, you got great fans, very loyal. So, super excited about that. And yeah, really just that's going to be a bigger ballpark. Need to get acclimated to it.
Jack, do you plan to take a moment to soak everything in, or are you just laser focused on your job?
Focus on the job. I mean, I'll soak it in hopefully after a win tonight. So.
You have friends and family with you on the road. What do you got here tonight?
Yeah, I got a good group. More friends from back home made the trip out. So them, family's back for today. So, yeah, I got a good group.
Yeah, just a weekend. But, I mean, how much more settled do you feel, if you do feel settled, than you did a week ago in Tuesday in St. Louis?
Yeah, definitely a lot more. You know, being at a place I'll call home. So got acclimated. Been here a few times in the past, you know, for the signing and what we did with this past year's draft class and everything. So definitely more aware of my bearings here. So I feel good.
Can you quantify what you feel most settled in by over the last week in terms of just what you've gotten to do and how much just this brief experience has gotten you under your belt?
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely say the locker room, just the guys in there. Everybody's super supportive. You know, it's a group of like-minded individuals. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to make sure everybody's on the same page and feeling good for it. So that's probably been the biggest thing.
You had a true off day yesterday.
Looked around for places to live. get out of a hotel for a little while. That was really it. Went to a card shop. Just chill off day. I did, yeah. I found a few like Royals cards. I got like a Reagan's from the All-Star game, got a Massey rookie, a couple Bobs, got a Bob and Sal, then like celebrating, so snagged those. They did not, no. sports and cards. Or art of sport. Art of sport.
You know any guys in that Yankees clubhouse?
I do. I know Volpe. Their strength coach, Larry Attagoke, he used to be a trainer in Tampa where I worked out in high school, and now he's full-time with the Yankees. So I've known him for quite some time, so I'm excited to see them.
I understand some people in your family are Yankees fans as well.
Yeah, my grandpa's from New York, so he grew up big Yankee fan. He unfortunately, like, he won't be here tonight or anything, but yeah.
Watch you play against him.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have it on the TV tonight.
Jack, have you asked any of your teammates home game and what they remember about their debuts in Kauffman?
No, that'd definitely be smart to do.
A lot of Royals fans are obviously really excited to see you play. Have you kind of felt that love from the fan base, and what's it kind of like to see that energy out of them?
It's great. I mean, Rave was telling me he went to Dick's and they had some stuff up there. I guess like shirts or something of me. So I'm definitely feeling the love. So I'm super excited to just be a part of it.
I've got a non-Major League Baseball question. It's been a little controversy. Not really controversy. People don't maybe like how college baseball is looking, some sort of showboating and things like that. You're not very far removed from that. Making the World Series, the SEC gets a little weird sometimes. What have you noticed difference-wise? I mean, I guess it's not the way anyone acts up here, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that there's a time and place for everything. You know, I think some of these guys are getting a little too upset online about players' actions. I mean, it's a super regional. Some of these guys are never going to play baseball again after this year. It's like, do whatever you want. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. I mean, obviously, keep it respectful. Look towards your dugout and that type of stuff, for sure. But, no, I'm guilty of it. I played fiery in college. I mean, you could ask India. Even India did the same thing. That's kind of how it goes. You know, I'm not going to condone anything, but that's how the moment's going to kind of take you. That'll so be it.
It's a little different professional, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the major leagues, so guys are definitely going to be more professional about how they go about their business and stuff. So definitely taking that into account for sure.
Jack, you said Bobby gives you a rule every day. What was the rule today for you?
None yet, because Bob, we've been kind of doing our own things. He's in the infielders meetings and stuff. I'm unfortunately not a part of those right now.
Jack, I know it's only been a week, but how's your approach at the plate changing?
Yeah, really just focusing on seeing the ball up. You know, these guys, if you give them any kind of inkling towards any weakness, they're going to try and exploit it. So got a little bit of a taste of that in St. Louis. And now it's just kind of one of those things that you keep in the back of your mind, be mindful of it, know your own reports, how guys have been trying to get you out, have really played a big role into that too.
I think you're just the second Royal Bo Jackson to have a four-hit game within their first six games. What's it like, you know, just even being in the same company as Bo?
Pretty surreal. I mean, it's Bo Jackson. You know, he's probably the best athlete to ever live. So that's some good company.
And supporting you. Nickname to call. What's your favorite that you've heard or a favorite nickname that you have?
I mean, I'm simple. I like Cags.
I mean, I don't know why else you wouldn't like Cags.
Perfect nickname.
That actually makes a lot of sense. That's probably the best thing to call him. We had a lot of fun today. Hopefully you guys did as well. Really excited for tomorrow's show to react to everything that happened tonight out at Kauffman Stadium. If you guys have a chance to come out here, I highly would encourage you to come out here. Tonight has a chance of being a very special day out at Kauffman Stadium. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob, appreciate all your help. JT, appreciate all your help, even though you beat me in Wii Bowling earlier today, and I might not forgive you for that. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's the drive.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.